I've given up on setting an alarm clock in the morning. I've got the birds in the trees surrounding the garden who are my alarm clock at the moment. And this morning it was 5:45. Thank you, birds. So I do as I do every morning. I get up and the first thing I do is open the curtains in the bedroom, because I like to look out over the garden, see it changing as the years go by. And yesterday we had such a lovely day. We were able to sit outside having our lunch in the garden, and I really thought there was going to be more of the same today. And I looked out and there was the rain. Perhaps it's a reminder to us that God is always there. The seasons change. We try and adapt to new things, but God is always there, not resting, not changing, but always there. And we've tried over thousands of years in our own feeble little human ways to try and tap in to the mystery of God. And the word that I wrote this morning that's gone in the box is mystery, because for me, God is often a complete mystery. Yet God can be there, right beside me, at the same time. It's not God who's changing. God is a constant. We are the ones who change. And Isaiah had a wonderful revelation in that reading. It's quite graphic language that's used to describe his vision of God. There are burning hot coals being applied to lips, and suddenly he says, "Here I am, send me." And this whole vision, I think, implies that there's something hidden behind it. There's far much more that's going to be revealed. So every time you open the curtains and you look out on a new day, you see the world being revealed around you in different ways. So the same is true of that vision of God. So maybe we also need to take some time just to look out over God's wonderful, colourful world and contemplate some of the mystery. We're all people on a journey of faith. Some of us believe we'd like to know everything all about God at once. Maybe we even believe it's possible to know everything there is to know about God. But in reality, we can't, because God is a mystery. And I'm not going to give some kind of complex theological debate this morning on how we unpack the mystery of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because how can you completely unpack that which is a mystery? That's not me trying to fudge around the situation, but this is rather tapping into Isaiah's vision instead. So in that vision, Isaiah has a direct encounter with God, and it has a wonderful effect on him. He finally, when he contemplates God, Isaiah finally understands himself. And this upsets him as the reality of who he is actually hits him. But at the same time, he sees that this God that he fears and is in awe of is the same God who is the God of love and mercy. So Isaiah's not left in a complete state of despair. In fact, in that vision, Isaiah is healed. The coal touches his lips. He's made fit for service. And that's true for us as well. When we encounter God, sometimes we can be people who are completely changed as well. Also, like Isaiah, set aside and fit for service. We all need that cleansing. We all need that healing which comes from God. It's probably unlikely that many of us will experience a vision like Isaiah had. And we don't have the advantage, as the disciples did, of seeing Jesus face to face. But thankfully, we are, I hope, a people who are always seeking. seeking that divine revelation in our lives. The mystery of God being revealed to us as God chooses to do so. And the questions that we ask are the questions that help us to just try and make a little bit of understanding dawn in our hearts as we contemplate what is a mystery. And so the Feast of the Trinity is about the Holy Spirit coming to give us tantalizing glimpses of God. We find them in the Bible. We find them in our worship together. We also find those God moments in the encounters, the meetings that we have with other people. So we're a people who can always be changed. The constancy is God, yet our encounters with other people can and should change us. There's a story about a fictional priest called Don Camillo. He had a conversation with God, and he suggested that our ideas are like a candle in a room, lighting up the darkness for that person. So if you're standing in a room and you light a single candle, that light will shine just for you. But God said to him, well, you're nearly right, but what happens if more and more people enter the room with candles? They give more light to those who are near them, and eventually everything in the room is made clear. So as more of us turn to Jesus, the light shines even brighter and our understanding starts to grow. So mystery is the word that's occupying my mind at the moment. The mystery of God as a Holy Trinity. It's not all going to be revealed at once. It's never going to be something that we completely, fully understand. Yet the invitation that God is giving to each of us is to enter into the mystery. And in fact, the words from our prayer group meeting this morning were, come and join us, which I think is quite apt. Come and enter into that mystery. Come and explore God. Come and answer those questions. There's always more to discover. There's always far more to look forward to. The mystery of God being revealed to us. Come to church. Come and experience the goodness of God.